Don, I love that shirt. And your hair, have you done something different?
Thanks, Yael, but why are you being so sweet?
Well, in honor of today's show on artificial sweeteners, I thought I'd act artificially sweet. That tie is fabulous.
You're laying it on a little thick.
Yes, but that's what happens with artificial sweeteners too. Saccharin and sucralose, which is also known as Splenda, are hundreds of times sweeter than sugar. And aspartame, known as NutraSweet, is about 160 times sweeter. That means that one teaspoon of aspartame is the same as 160 teaspoons of sugar. This sweetness is why you can add aspartame to your food without adding calories.
Wait a minute, Yael. You're confusing two issues here. The first is how sweet a substance tastes, and this has to do with how well the molecules that make up this substance chemically bind with the sweet taste receptors in our mouth. The second is the amount of energy released when we metabolize or digest this substance, and this is measured in calories. So the reason saccharin and sucralose have no calories is because our bodies don't metabolize them.
True, but when we metabolize aspartame, it breaks down into chemicals that have a caloric value.
But diet soda is sweetened with aspartame and has no calories.
That's where the degree of sweetness comes in. Because aspartame is 160 times as sweet as sugar, you only need to use a fraction of the amount of sugar you'd have to use otherwise. This amount is so small, it's insignificant in terms of calories.
Sweet.
You said it.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.